Okay, thank you, everyone. And now we're welcoming Marius Kleidel for Resumable Uploads on the Web. The floor is yours.
Thank you. The last talk was on security. That's always a bit tough to swallow. This one's going to be a bit easier to digest, I promise. It's about resumable uploads. My name is Marius Kleidel. I work as our backend engineer at Stream currently. I'm building a lot of backend services for cloud services. But this story isn't about me. It's about file uploads. And we're going to start where it all began with the mighty humble input element, the file type. As far as I can tell, that was first introduced in RFC 1867 in 1995. I'm not sure if it existed before that. I wasn't born, so I wasn't on the internet, but at least that's what I found. And it's a really powerful element because for the first time, you really had the opportunity to transmit files from your user's device to the server. And you have to do is like you wrap it in a form element, you add some submit button to it, and then it's submitted as a multi-part request to your server, right? That's, you see the ANC type, multi-part form type. That's how it's transmitted to the server side. And that's nice. That works great until it doesn't. And there's especially two situations where you will run into issues with this. The first of all is if you have unreliable networking. We all know this. With mobile cellular data, we constantly run into situations where we don't have receptions. The reception is incredibly slow. You know,